Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A Philadelphia neighborhood comes together to remember a child who died after what officials are calling severe physical abuse. KYW's Justin Udo was at the vigil.
4-year-old Zaya Singleton died earlier this month. Authorities say this came after she suffered horrific abuse at the hands of her foster mother.
It's been really hard. I think everybody is hurting, you know, as a community.
Darlene Cerullo and the Francisville Civic Association held a candlelight vigil Tuesday evening to remember Zaya and help ease the community's pain.
We're all here to support one another and be there for each other in times of hardship.
Pastor Emily Jamacy prayed at the vigil where more than a dozen people came out to offer kind words to Zaya's biological mother, Jasmine.
I think it's so important to show up in these times of just utter grief and sadness and be present in the community and come together as a community.
38-year-old Samelia Brown is charged with murder, endangering the welfare of a child, and other related offenses in the death of Zaya. Justin Udo, KYW News Radio.